This is Northwest Public Radio with StoryCorps Northwest. I'm Sue Ann Ramella. Life in Seward, Alaska wasn't easy for English major Amy Buckler and her husband. They had a tough time making ends meet. Well, one day, they decided to leave and start a new life in Oregon with their young daughter. In today's StoryCorps, Amy tells her now 10-year-old daughter, Mina Black, about a trip that would prove tougher than they'd ever expected.
So I was pretty determined to leave Alaska. We made a plan that we were going to move to Oregon. And we bought this old 1974 Mini Winnebago. As soon as we bought it, it started raining. And it was like raining all throughout the lower part of Alaska. And we figured out pretty soon that the motorhome had a leaky roof. We tried to find a way to seal the roof and get it to a garage. We couldn't find a place to do it. So I finally told your dad, I said, "We're leaving. I don't care. Just put a tarp over the roof of the motorhome and let's go. Let's call it good." It was mid-October. We were all set to leave. There was all kinds of problems that happened. First, it was the weather. It was raining so much that the only road out of town flooded, so we got delayed. And then when the flood got cleared, we found out that there was 80-mile-an-hour winds on Turnagain Pass, and you do not want to drive a Mini Winnie through 80-mile-an-hour winds in Alaska, so we had to wait even longer. Then we heard that there was a small earthquake that put out part of the road in Tokoe, which is just north of Anchorage, so we had to wait for the road to get repaired. Other things were happening, too. It was like the motorhome was falling apart. The gas pedal fell off, and the only way to drive it was to jam your foot down on this pole that was sticking up out of the floor. It's been about a week, and we're about 3 hours from home. We've spent a bunch of our money already. We got to Palmer, Alaska, and your dad said, "I think it'd probably be a good idea for us to get the tires checked on the motorhome." So we went to this place called the Palmer Auto Mall. Your dad came back inside and he said, "I've got some bad news. The kingpins on the motorhome are rusted out." And the kingpins are the poles that hold your tires onto the frame of your car. And you don't want those to rust off because you don't want to be driving and have your tires go flying off, especially if you're driving down an icy road in northern Canada. And we went back the next day. They took the tires off and then they told us, "It's going to be about a week before we can get the new parts to weld them back on." It was extremely boring and extremely cold. And that's why, even to this day, I say at least we're not at the Palmer Auto Mall. On the fourth day of being at the Palmer Auto Mall, we ran out of propane, so we couldn't heat the motorhome anymore. We found out that they didn't sell propane in Palmer. You had to go to Wasilla, which was the next town about 15 miles away. It was like the straw that broke the camel's back. I just realized that we'd completely run out of luck if we'd ever had any. When you were 2 years old, you'd never spoken a complete sentence in your life. And you looked at me, and clear as day, you said, "Mommy, why are we doing this? I want to go home." So the next day, we went back to Seward. 15 miles outside of town in this place called Moose Pass, we're driving along and all of a sudden there was this poof and the dashboard caught on fire and the motorhome just shut off.
That was Amy Buckler telling her daughter Mina Black about their attempt to leave Alaska the first time. The young family was able to fix that Winnebago in the spring and change their destination to Washington from Oregon, where they live today. You can hear this story and other StoryCorps Northwest excerpts on our website, nwpr.org. And special thanks to Multiplication.com and China Berry Hill, an urban luxury B&B experience in Tacoma, for their support of StoryCorps Northwest.